Blog Talk Radio.
I'm about to test to see who really got the Holy Ghost. Ignite and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman,
boy or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. I'm speaking that into your spirit right now, because God is not a respectful person, y'all. No. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual consumption as well as your sanctified restitution from the book of Isaiah, Old Testament 44 chapter, book of the prophet Isaiah, verses 6 and 8, where we hear the Almighty One God speaking words of self-declaration, testifying of his own exclusively individualism of being the only God. He dares any one of us to come forward that would disagree and bring their factual proof rather than their misguided false religious beliefs. We Christians would do well to be highly biblically endowed and educated with the great wisdom from the Bible, so that we can declare with God that he is the only true God. Thank you, Lord. We're going to be talking about first and last, Alpha and Omega. God is the only God. There is no other God, and we're ashamed to say that. My special guest is here. I'm here to let you know. This young woman of God, Bible teacher, worship leader, gospel recording artist, Lord Jesus, she just wants to come in and testify, y'all. She just wants to come in and bless us with her anointed gospel music. She wants to share about the good things that God has done, is doing, and what she trusts and believes by faith will continue to do for her life and for everybody that puts their whole weight of faith in trusting God. Hey, man, woman of God, Lenore Hightower is here. And we're going to have a good time, as y'all already know, how we do on this Fire Gospel Trail. So listen, do me a favor and do a friend a favor. Do a neighbor a favor. Do somebody that's in your spirit right now a favor and let them know that Brother Ron E. Jefferson is indeed back on the internet radio to honor God, giving God our full sincere praise. This is not just a platform or program, beloved. These are extensions of our lives, talking about my life and everyone that graces this anointed platform of Fire the Gospel Experience. We are sharing gospel truth up in here, up in here. Y'all best believe. So come on, get on board. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for overseeing our lives, for leading and guiding us, for interceding on our behalf. Sometimes we fall into foolish ways, and we just want to say thank you and forgive us and direct us and hold us up so that we won't continue to slip and slide in unbelief. Thank you most of all for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire. Hallelujah. Goes right there.
Thank you. eyes when I see you. Don't be rude, I promise you, it'll be alright. Just have faith, no matter what, hold your ground. Don't give in, cause in the end, you're gonna win. You got to know,
another master plan in our lives for our good. My special guest is here, woman of God, Lenora Hightower is here, y'all. And I already told y'all, she's a Bible teacher. She got some media projects that she's working on that I believe God is going to put his hands on, breathe on it, and bless it. Amen. I just believe that, and I'm speaking that by faith because that's what I do, y'all. I am here to honor God in the fullest, but also to encourage each one of you all listening to this broadcast, because you're talking to somebody that walked through fire furnaces, and if you look at me now, if I don't testify, you'll be sniffing on me, and I don't even smell like smoke. That's how thorough God has redeemed me, and I'm not the only one. Talking about living in Houston, Texas, I'm going to have to find out what's going on in Houston, Texas, because I have had the benefit of having multiple anointed people of God coming from Houston, Texas. It must be something in the water. It must be something in the air. It must be Jesus. But introducing to some and presenting to everybody else, my special guest, woman of God, Lenora Hightower, y'all. She's here to bless us on fire. The gospel is filled with us. Woman of God, Lenora Hightower, welcome, my dear sister, to Fire the Gospel Experience. How you doing? How you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me on today. I've been blessed so far, just waiting to come on, what? Listening to what I've been listening to. So you setting a fire over there.
Amen, amen. All right, now, listen. I just met this sister. I had the pleasure of meeting her. But sometimes you'll meet somebody, and their spirit will be so fresh, so transparent, so vibrant with the Spirit of God in them. You'll be feeling so familiar like you already know them. We have already been chatting it up before the broadcast. And sister girl, she got on me a little bit because when I did my Facebook promo, I put a time, instead of putting PM, I put AM. Boy, she was all over me. She was just laughing emojis all over my page, and I was like, it's okay. Brother, be working hard. Thank you for your patience. Woman of God, I appreciate that joyful spirit that you have. Why don't you go ahead and just let the listeners know, share a little bit about who you are. Tell us a little bit about what your life was like when you made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Be you child, be you teenager, be you adult. Tell us your story.
So let me tell you all. So I was a church musician, so I've always known church. I started playing the piano with piano lessons at age 7, started playing for the church at age 9. So I was always in church, but the listeners know that there's a difference between being in church and being in Jesus. And so for many years, I played and directed choirs and sang in church and all of that. And I just felt like something is missing. There's got to be more than just coming here day after day, Sunday after Sunday, for these services. And when I graduated from high school to go off to college, part of my pursuit was not just education. It is, what is this that I'm looking for that I don't know what I'm looking for?
Yeah,
you know, if you keep living, you keep living and you start having these experiences on your own, away from your parents, away from your family, and you discover there's nobody to lean on, let me just try God for myself. And then it became clear to me that it no longer was about my mom's God or my dad's God or Big Mama's God. It was about my God. It became personal after I started talking to him myself. So in my early 20s, I was not in a church service. I got on my knees at the house, and I accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior just in prayer and conversation with him. I just let him know, I believe you. I believe you. I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that you are the Son of God. You were resurrected on my behalf. You took my place. You paid my ransom, and I want to live for you.
Beautiful.
And from that confession, my life has never been the same. And so I'm telling
never
you, from there, it skyrocketed. It skyrocketed. Doesn't mean that every day was a cakewalk. Doesn't mean that every day was easy. It's just then I really knew that somebody was walking through and holding my hand and carrying me when I couldn't walk, and giving me what I needed to persevere and endure. So I'm telling you, it's been a great adventurous journey.
Wow, I love it. I love it. And I'm glad you said that too, because what you just said can go either way. We already know that one person can hear one story and take it one way, and another person hear the exact same story and take it a completely opposite way. What I mean is that You said that you weren't even at church. You were at home and you gave your life to God. And that's a beautiful thing because God is already everywhere. We already know that the brick and mortar is the earthly representative, the physical earthly representative of the church. That's where we go to congregate and fellowship. Make us easier to find each other. But we are the living stones. We are the church body. Each individual is a stone that makes up the living church of God. And now, here's the other part of the story. Somebody else with something else in their spirit, in their mind, they'll be like, well, see, that's why I don't go to church, because you ain't got to go to church. Well, hold up.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Hold on,
Chief. Hold up right there. Pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. Yeah.
Yes.
The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some are. See, the when we're saved, we were created. Actually, we were saved before we created. We had a relationship with God. He told Jeremiah, before you was in the womb, I knew you. So that was a spiritual connection already. And God wants us to take our saved selves to fellowship with other people, because the gifts that God put in us are not for us. It's for His glory and for the edification and the encouragement and the supplement of other believers. So keep worshiping God by yourself at home, and you will not fulfill your created calling, because you are meant to be shared, not to be stored. I told Sister Hightower, y'all, I said, I've been doing this long enough to know that Holy Spirit has an open invitation to come in and share with us things we ain't even thought about, ain't even talked about.
That's true.
He will give us that impromptu word, just like he told the apostles when they said, don't you preach, don't you speak in this Jesus' name no more. And the Bible says Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. You don't have to worry about thinking about it in advance. But that comes with us studying to show ourselves approved unto God. We got to put something in us for Holy Spirit to draw it out. Now, that's enough of me talking, woman of God. I want to hear from you. What's in your spirit right now? As a young woman of God, I don't know what your relationship status is. We didn't ever talk about that, so I'm going to leave that open for you to discuss as you see fit. But is there something that's in your spirit right now that you need to unpack, that you need to unravel and need to unfold? Because God is giving you this opportunity right now, woman of God, to share what's in your spirit. And if it's something that you've been holding on to, I'm going to compel you to free yourself and let us have it.
Well, I just want to remind people of something. Right before COVID hit, I was driving in the car, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, there's provision in the famine. And I started weeping after he gave me that word, and I didn't even know what was coming. But I'm telling you, when COVID came and took this world by storm, when I tell you, he made it so, even though there were things going on around me and my life was affected by COVID, it's like I didn't even feel it. And so I want to remind somebody that that same word that he spoke a couple of years ago, that word he reminded me today is still in full effect. Somebody listening needs to know that there's provision and famine, because some people still haven't recovered from the effects of COVID.
That's true.
Some people still haven't recovered from the shutdown, the shutdowns of jobs, the experiences of loss, lost people, lost relationships, lost resources. And some people still feel like, hey, I'm still in recovery mode. I'm still trying to get up. But the Lord just wants to remind you today that there is provision. And whatever your famine has looked like, whatever it has felt like, whatever it is that you have had to experience over these last couple of years, understand that there's about to be an upturn for you, that you're no longer going to stay in that place of loss and lack and feeling like you're left out. God has not forgotten about you. You are on his mind, and he has a specific specified custom design plan for you. And I'm telling you, when he brings you out and he gives you the level of breakthrough that you have never seen and never experienced before, you're going to be able to testify of what you went through and how God brought you through and brought you out to your next place. So I just want to be an encouragement to somebody today and say, open up your ears and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. I'm talking about your temple. I'm talking about that body that you dwell in. He's speaking to you today.
Jesus.
He's speaking to you. And I'm telling you, if you would just hear and just hearken and hold on, put that harness on and hold on to the word of God, it won't be many days from now that the Lord is going to show you breakthrough in your life. So hold on, people of God. He's with you.
Lord Jesus. Y'all see why I be bringing these anointed folks on this fire gospel experience? They come in and they start preaching. Let me pass the plate around. Send this sister some Cash App money because she just got through preaching, y'all. I'm gonna share something with you, woman of God, that's going to show you how all of this was orchestrated. I'm going to show you the strategic mind of God right now because I just received a word right now that started at the beginning of my day. I woke up and I had this spirit of uncertainty over me, right? And I've been saved long enough where God has blessed me to make certain spiritual discernments. I was just waiting for, it was like a cloud and then you're waiting for the sunshine to break through, right? I was just waiting for things to move so that the light of God can enlighten my mind and share with me what it is. Now, this is going to be proof for you, and I hope you shout. This is going to be proof for you that today was ordained by God, because you'll be able to identify, because I already spoke to your spirit, and your spirit already told me, amen. Listen, I had the pleasure of leading. Now, I hate to say teaching, because that makes it sound like I'm so much more elevated than everybody else that's in the room, but I share in men's Sunday school in my church, New St. Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church, and here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Pastor Derek Easter. And this is not to denigrate anybody, and sometimes people will look at you only in a certain way. And it's nothing new, because our Lord Jesus, the Bible says he did not do many miracles in his own place where he grew up because of their unbelief. So he went somewhere else. And I ain't trying to move nowhere. I love my church. I ain't trying to say nothing about my church or my church members. I'm using that as an example, because there are people out there at their churches that you have ministry in you. But there are some people that don't see that ministry in you, and they keep looking at you from their own eyesight. Now, woman of God, Lenora Hightower, you tell me if I'm not speaking the truth in God, that there'll be some time when we may get discouraged because we want to be accepted by somebody that's not ready, willing, or able to accept who we are in Christ. Uh-oh. See there? I told you. Tell us that story, because I know you've been through it. I know you've been through it. You might still be going through it.
You know, from... I've been over people for many years. The Lord had to deliver me from what they thought and them trying to put their thumb on me. And, you know, I've been in places where, we don't believe in women ministers here. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine if you don't believe, because I'll just move on, right? I'll move on somewhere else where the pastor or the pastor's wife or whoever will feel comfortable just letting me touch people's lives, just letting me be an instrument of praise, just letting me be an instrument of encouragement for people. It's fine, because the Bible says that a prophet is without honor in his own country. So I'm aware. I'm aware of what the word says, and so I'm going to live in my very existence of what I've been put here on earth to do, and that is to walk out this purpose of carrying the good news. And that's all I have is good news. I'm not trying to hurt nobody, you know, but you run into intimidation. I've run into places where, you know, the pastors have tried to out-sing me. You know what? This is not a competition.
Oh, Lord.
This is not a competition. And if you know what, if I can't be here, I'll be somewhere else. Praise the Lord. You know, I just learned to move on with my life. My friends laugh and joke with me all the time because I'll tell them, you know, if we're talking about something, I say, you know, I just said this and then I moved on with my life.
That's
I found
right.
a
Amen.
Way to move on because he's with me and I'm with him.
Amen.
You know, he's the vine.
That's right.
I'm the branches. Apart from him, I can't do anything. And so, Lord, I'm following
yes.
you. If this isn't the place, show me where the place is. Show me where it is.
Amen.
You know, so that
Amen.
I can be used effectively where you plant me. So that's, you know, my take on that. Hey, if they don't receive you, shake the dust off. Shake it off and move on with your life and find the place
and
called there where God has you positioned.
And on my way home, Holy Spirit, God was speaking in my spirit, and this is what he said. He basically said what you said. I was told
mm-hmm.
to be resolute
mm-hmm.
in who I am. I don't
mm-hmm.
need a co-signer. God has already
mm-hmm.
made it plain, and I'm speaking for
yeah.
everybody listening to the sound of my voice. God has already made it plain, but
yeah.
we want elbow length acclamation. We want somebody that's in our physical
mm-hmm.
realm to affirm us from what
mm-hmm.
we have already received from God. And it's fine
oh
if someone does come along and speak into our lives and confirm some things,
mm-hmm.
but we can't put weight on a confirmation that may or may not come. So God is saying to you,
that's
you,
it.
And I'm talking to you too, be more resolute. They kept telling.
Yeah.
They kept telling
mm-hmm.
Paul. They said, Paul, if you keep going the direction you're going, they're going to lock you up and they're going to punish you and they're going to probably put you to death if you don't stop. Because after that Damascus Road incident, they've been looking for him,
mm-hmm.
calling him a traitor from the get-go. They couldn't wait to get their hands on Paul. They were so upset with
mm-hmm.
Paul. They were upset with Pharisees. They said, we're not going to drink none. We're not going to eat none until we put knives running all through his back, neck, chest, heart, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
God wants us to be so, so committed, so, so resolute.
Yeah.
The Bible says
yeah.
he fixed his face like flint to go forward
mm-hmm.
to what he already knew was going to be nothing but adversity and rejection. So what God has told me is, don't worry about what you're worrying about, because
mm-hmm.
I promise you, I would never leave you. I would never forsake you. They didn't call you. I called you.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's
goes
it.
Right there. Woman of God,
that's
you
it.
Have this praise and worship song. Tell us about this great God that you were so committed that you had to go in the studio and get some band members and sing about it. Tell us about it.
Let me tell you. So I'm a prophetic worshiper. Lots of times, you know, God will give me a song on the spot in a church service or wherever I'm maybe singing or ministering. And I was at my
mm-hmm.
church, shout out to Extreme Worship Center, where we worship God extremely.
Okay.
We really do. Pastors Daryl
okay.
and Rosalind Brooks, they allow me to be me. They allow me to be used by
okay.
God. So we're in a service
okay.
one day, and I'm playing the keyboard, and we're flowing in worship.
Yep.
He is a great God. He is a great God. Mm. That's all we sang. We sang that for about 5 minutes. And the presence of
oh.
the Lord was so extreme
it.
That day. His presence was in the room, and, you know, people were worshiping and crying and bowing.
Falling out.
When I got home, I was so excited. I said, Lord, give me
Woo.
The rest of the lyrics. Give me the
mm.
rest of that song. And I sat down at the keyboard, and I started playing and writing. I'm telling you, probably within 30 minutes, I had a song. And I reached out to my producer
wow.
and was like, hey, bro, listen to this. And he listens
mm-hmm.
to it. And he says, hey, that's nice. I'm like, what do you think? What do you
yeah.
think we can do with it? And I'm telling you, he took it. He took it, and it took it to next level. He pulled in
yeah.
the musicians and the singers, and this is what we came up with. He is a great God. I think it's a message that the world needs to hear, that he is
amen.
A great God.
And, amen. And further confirmation God always gives me a scripture verse to summarize at the end, because I'm not here for fame, fortune. I'm not here for prestige.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here as a witness for God to glorify him. We're going to be talking about first and last from Isaiah 44,
Amen.
6 and 8, where God
Amen.
Is declaring himself. He's saying, look, he said, one will say, I am the Lord. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Another will write with his hand the Lord's, the name himself by the name of Israel. What God is trying to tell us and let us know, he's saying, is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. Verse 8 says, I know not one. And we're talking about this great God, and he's saying, I've always existed, and I've looked around, and I haven't seen nobody like me. There is no one like me. That's why we say he's a great God, and that's why we give him praise, honor, and glory.
Thank you. You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience. We are your evangelistic outreach ministry right here on the internet radio, giving God his just due praise, and we ain't shy about it. We are proud to be followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have no shame. My special guest is here, and she just took us to a place of praise and worship. And I love how you bragged on your church. You said the name of your church was Extreme. What? Tell me again so I can get it correct.
Extreme Worship Center.
Extreme Worship Center. So on that opening intro music, you was right there at feeling at home at your church because you was getting your praise on. It was like the Pentecostal praise
was
up there in the house. You was getting your praise on. I know you was. I was getting my praise
on.
I was dancing too, child. Please. Amen. Goes right there. Let me back this conversation up. I appreciate the spiritual conversation. I appreciate the truth and how it's relevant for us, because a lot of people don't go to church or stop going to church, particularly our younger generation, the millennials, the Y and the Z. They got all kind of names for these groups now. They don't go to church because they feel like the structured church is not relevant. We don't get involved in the issues of life. Well, let me say this here, too, because you said one thing. You said that if someone has an issue with you, like being a minister or preaching the word or what have you, you just go somewhere else. See, we have to understand that God is all wise. He has a plan for every situation. He's never caught off guard. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
God allowed the early church founders to endure persecution so that the word could be scattered. When they fled persecution, they took their testimony and they took the word of God with them to fulfill God's calling to take this word to Jerusalem, Judea, and all the other parts of the earth. Now, had there been no persecution, guess what? They may have just been so situated and comfortable where they were, the word of God would not have gone forward as God had already commissioned the early church elders. So God allowed COVID to come and recreate the church scenario, because I have never seen so many platforms on YouTube, on social media, on Facebook, because listen, just like God allowed persecution so that the word could go forward from those that were escaping persecution, God said, I'm going to allow COVID because I know that through technology, there will be people, there will be women that will establish these platforms so that the word can go forward. Never mind what narrow-minded people may think or say, God's will be done. And if he has to allow us to go through certain trials, tribulations, and trouble, God has a master plan behind it. He's not letting us just go through hard times just so that we can suffer. God is saying, I am allowing certain things so that you all can see that I am God, and that regardless of the situation, I know what I'm doing, and I can bring you out. And guess what? We'll be giving him the praise and the glory when all is said and done, because it'll be revealed to him. He already knows. So, woman of God, I appreciate you saying that. I just wanted to share that with you because you have your own platform as well. Morning Rain.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still in the works. I know about Morning Rain because I do my homework. And you already talked about the Company of David. Tell us about these two projects that you have, because your heart is not just satisfied with singing God's prayers. You want to disseminate, share God's word in a teaching and educational environment as well.
Absolutely. So Morning Rain is a prophetic show that I was doing on the King KingCast Network. And so we've since shifted from there. And what I have done is launched the Company of David, which is my ministry to train praise and worship leaders. I'm at the stage of my life now where God has said, okay, you've been in this for probably 35 plus years now. It's time for you to start pouring into others. And so I said, okay, here's something else that I have to say yes, Lord, to. And so that's what I've done, and I've structured that. You know, my career is in the field of education, and so he's basically taken, you know, all of who I am and just kind of meshed it together. So it's my teaching and training ministry. I am so excited because the ministry launched last month. We have an app, David, so that people can stay connected with me from all over the world. And so you should download it from your app store on your cell phone, and you can definitely connect, go on there, and you can create an account and all that good stuff. And it tells you any kind of way you want to connect with me in there, from my website to my social media platforms. I'll be doing devotionals there. I have discussion group questions there. You can see where I'm going to be next in there. So that's just kind of a good connection place where people can stay connected. But we did have our first training class on yesterday. I have 6 new students, and they range from age 12 into their 60s. And so I'm so excited to be pouring into not only people who are novices, who are beginners, but people who have already been doing praise and worship and are just saying, hey, I want to connect with you because I want to know more about this life as a worshiper, or this life as living a lifestyle of worship. So I am honored that God chose me. And so, like I said, this is another thing that I've said yes to, and I'm diving in head first.
You better dive in there then. I hear you, sister girl. That's beautiful. Now, give us the time and the days when this broadcast goes forward so my listeners can support you.
So what it is the face-to-face connection right now. As people will begin to connect with me from other places, like I have some people in Africa who are interested in connecting, then I'll have to start adding like a Zoom component or some type of platform component where I can do a visual with some of those people. So what we're doing right now, we're kind of meeting once a month in a face-to-face setting on Saturdays. And Pastor and First Lady have been so gracious to allow me to use the church to do this. And so, you know, I basically check the church calendar and I schedule around everything that's going on at the church. So they are wonderfully collaborating with me and pushing me and supporting me in this ministry. So it's been amazing.
It's wonderful when you have the support of your pastor, of your church leaders, of your church as a whole, because that's what it's all about. We are to bring who we are, what we have in God, to the other collective believers so that we can make an impact in the world. And so the people will stop ragging on us, talking about we don't ever want to get involved. Well, the thing about it is we're not going to get so politically and socially involved that we lose our places in the spiritual realm, where we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, so we're going to only take it so far, because we know that our priority is to deal on the spiritual level, because the world knows nothing about the spiritual level. It's up to us. We are the ambassadors of Christ. So I commend you for that moment of God. Let me ask you this. With all of that extreme praise going on, man, sometimes you'll look around, you're not being judgmental, but you can't help but see those people that are stiff as a board, ain't trying to move nothing, ain't trying to get no hair out of place, ain't trying to get their forehead sweaty. And what would you say regarding that? Because I'm not being judgmental when I'm talking about this, but there are people that come to church and do not feel moved. Is there a message that you would like to share with them without sounding like we're trying to beat some people up, but to just invite them into an experience that we know that will transform their lives? Because it's almost like you're standing on the outside of God's intimacy. You can see it, you can sense it, you can observe it, but you have still yet to experience it. And God is calling people that are on the fringes, so to speak, that come to church but don't feel moved. What would you say to them if you had an opportunity to share with them?
So here's what I found about some of those people. It's twofold. What I found with some of them is those are the ones that are blessed the most in the service, because they've sat so still and they've observed everything. And they'll come up to me after service and say, oh, my gosh, I was really blessed today. And in my mind, I'm saying, well, I couldn't tell, but you know what? It's fine. Because just because I don't see you physically moving, there's some movement going on the inside of you. Because I trust the Holy Spirit. I trust the Holy Spirit to do the work on the inside. And so, yeah, they are experiencing something. They are feeling something. It's just they may, you know, they may have social anxieties. People are battling things, you know, that may cause them. And all of it is not just I don't want to get involved. Some of it is just, hey, I'm uncomfortable expressing myself that way openly. And that's fine because each individual is different. But the other side of that, one of the things that I'm teaching my praise and worship, whatever you do, do not beat the audience up because you are not seeing people move or praise or express themselves the way you think they should. Because this is you have to praise the way I praise. This is not that. This is an encouragement. This is, you know, everybody clap your hands with me if you can. Go ahead and stand up on your feet with me if you can. You know, and if you're willing, sing this line with me. You want to bring them into the experience. You don't ever want to push somebody away or leave somebody out. Our job as a praise and worship leader is to bring everybody together to focus on one person, and that's God alone.
Amen.
And so those people, I look at them even the more when I'm doing praise and worship. And I smile, and I love on God in front of them in hopes that they would see what I'm doing, and they'll say, you know what? I agree with that spirit. This is a good spirit that's coming out over us. This is an example, a living example of how it is to just reach out and tap into the presence of God. This is his place. It's his territory. He's already here. He was already here when we walked in the building. All I'm doing is trying to turn your attention off of your troubles, your sorrows. I don't know, you might be thinking about burgers and fries like I do sometimes in church. Whatever you're thinking about, I want to bring your mind under subjection. Holiness and his righteousness and how he's faithful and he's just and he forgives us and how he loves us. You know, I want it to be a pleasant experience. I always tell my children, you want to be a pleasant person for people to be around. When they see you coming, you want them to say, oh, here comes so-and-so, not here comes so-and-so, right? So you want to make sure when you're up and you're in front of the audience, you have that microphone in your hand and God has given you a position to take authority over that atmosphere and to grab the attention of the people. Mm-hmm. However long you have, whether it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, you want to be effective in that time that you have that microphone and you want to make people feel a sense of belonging. Don't cut me out because I'm not clapping like you. Don't cut me out because I'm not tapping like you. Maybe I don't have a dance.
Amen.
God had to give me a Holy Ghost dance. It's not a dance that's like this person's or like that one. I asked God to give me one. And when he got ready, the Holy Spirit manifested upon me, and I was able to dance before the Lord. So God puts us on this earth, and we all praise differently. We all worship differently. You know, there is a standard, a foundation. We know we bow, we lift, we do all these things, but I can't tell you how to do it. I can't make you do it like me. We're not here to be carbon copies of each other. That would be boring.
That's good.
So we're here to be different from one another. You know, so, hey, I love them all. I love everybody. They probably think, look at her, she's too excited. But that's not going to stop my excitement. That's not going to stop my excitement. I'm still going to be a cheerleader for Jesus.
You better be. And see, the thing that we are saying to everybody listening out there is that please understand that church is a safe place. We understand, I so appreciate you bringing that out about people's individual characteristics because that's true. Some people don't even like to be out in crowds, period. So don't ask me to get out there and start doing no monkey flips and can on. I love Jesus too, but I'm working my way out of my shell, and it's up to us to be receptive of who people are and to cherish people and to love on people as they are, while we maybe give them some gentle prodding, some gentle motivation. Mm-hmm. Let's start them off with, just like you said, just the hand claps and the praise and everything else that goes with it. Now, let me say this too. As an audio technician, I want all of the choir members, lead singers, and backup singers to hear this wonderful, wonderful, loving message that I'm about to share with you all. When you're doing a mic check, please don't do this to the microphone. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Right.
You
right.
are potentially breaking fibers, very fine fibers in that microphone, because when you clap your hand up against that mic, you're putting air pressure against fibers that will break those fine fibers in that microphone, and that microphone won't be no more good, because when those fibers break, it distorts the sound. So what we want you to do, praise and worship leaders, lead singers, background singers, take that microphone and say, mic check, 1, 2, 3, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, mic check. Speak into the mic. That's why Moses missed out on the promised land. He didn't speak to the rock. He struck the rock.
He struck it.
So don't you miss out on your promised land striking these microphones. And then people be blaming you when they think you missed that note, but it was really that microphone that you beat up. Amen.
It was that lost fiber.
I'm y'all friend. I'm y'all brother in Christ. I'm an audio technician. I'm just trying to help somebody. Woman of God, I appreciate you so much. Are there any closing words that you would like to share with me, the listeners, and give God some good godly praise on your way out? Looking forward to having you come back whenever you're ready. I'll be ready for you.
Awesome. Well, listen, I just want to thank you once again for allowing me to be on the show today. I want to thank the listeners for taking time out of your life to support my brother and listen to his show, and then also, you know, be introduced to me. Hopefully you guys can connect with me on Facebook. I'm there under Lenora Hightower. That's L-E-N-O-R-A Hightower, H-I-G-H-T-O-W-E-R. I'm also on Instagram. My handle is Hightower L-R. You can also go to my website, LenoraHightower.org. And I'm also on Twitter. Guys, I need some more Twitter friends.
What?
So go on there and go to, yes, I do, Lenora, H-I-G-H-T-O-W-E, and the number 2 on Twitter. So go there, connect with me there. And also, I want to put some prayer requests out there as well for myself. I also am a missionary. I do mission work in Uganda, Africa. Mm-hmm. And so we're planning to go back in July of this year. So I need prayer. I need prayer for, you know, mental, physical, emotional preparation for this trip. I need finances for this trip, because these, you know, ministry costs money. And so if you all, you know, feel led to pray for me, please do. If you feel led to donate, you can go to the Company of David app and you can click the donation button and you can sow seeds there for the upcoming trip. And so I just thank the Lord for just this opportunity. Just thank you for sharing your platform with me for some time today, and understand again that there is provision in the famine. I want everybody to just be encouraged in the Lord today and know that God is with you. He has not forgotten about you. He will never forsake you. And so you are not living this life alone. Open your eyes, open your ears, and see and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is doing among us in 2023 and beyond, in Jesus' great name. Hallelujah.
Jesus' great name. There is no other name whereby men can be saved. Woman of God, Lenora Hightower, also Lenora Hightower Ministries. We appreciate who you are in God. We commend you. We pray God's richest blessings over your life. I'm just thankful that there are committed people such as yourself that are on the front line for our Lord Jesus Christ, because it's all about soul salvation as we honor, worship, and praise God on our way to heaven. So I thank you for being so committed. I thank you for loving Jesus the way you do. I'm praying more blessings be poured out on you, so much so that you won't have room enough to contain them. You'll have to go out and find people to bless. God overwhelm your life so much with his favor. That's my prayer. That's my prayer. And I'm not going to take it back. I'm not going to do it. I thank you, woman of God. If you want to come back to see us on this Fire Gospel Experience, just get in touch with me. If I have to move somebody around, I'll do it. You hear me? I'll do it. I'm telling you. I don't have that board.
I'll be reaching out.
I just let God lead and guide me. And then once that conversation is had, we good to go. Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate you, Jesus. We love you in Jesus.
Thank you
again. Keep doing what you're doing. Woman of God.
Love you guys. Thank you.
You all support her. Go to her Facebook page. Keep your eyes on her. Support her in her music. Support her in her missionary work. Y'all heard the woman of God. Give her a plea. We just ask her for your donations if you have a desire to do so. If not, just keep her in your prayers. Amen. Goes right there. Yes, indeed. Now, how do you like that? That's how we roll here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Woman of God, Lenore Hightower. She is going to be doing great and mighty things for Jesus, just like I want to see you. You stop looking around. I'm talking to you, and I'm talking about you. I want to see you do great and mighty things for God as well. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to get in touch with me. I want you to let me know, Brother Ron, I have this ministry. I have this desire in my spirit. I would like to be a special guest on your Fire Gospel Experience. All you got to do is get in touch with me. Give me a call. 870-413-0220 is my direct cell phone number to call. If I don't get right back to you, just leave a message. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson, and send me a message. For all you gospel artists that want some airplay, like Woman of God, Lenore Hightower, send me that MP3 music to my email, RonaldJefferson1, all lowercase, at AOL.com. And I promise you, I'm here to just bless your ministry as best I can. God is going to get the praise. I don't ask for money. If there's somebody that want to give a donation, I'm not going to fight it. I'm not going to refuse it. But I'm not here to try to drain people from their resources. I'm like, God, if you want to support, fine. If you want to pray, fine. If you want to listen and share, fine. If you don't, that's okay, because we already know what God has for you, you and you. God has that for you too. So we are tuned in to this Fire Gospel Experience because we want God to be glorified. We want him to be lifted up. We want him to get high praise. And that's what we're going to do right here as we turn the key up with my dear brother. He was just on my broadcast a few, a few programs ago, a few Saturdays ago. This man of God came in and he was rehearsing at an event that he was at, and he still found time to come in and bless us. And I'm telling you, this man of God is going to let you know he found a friend. Y'all know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about man of God, Melvin C. Dawson. He's going to brag about he got a friend in Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Don't get no better.
All alone, no one was around. sisters and your brothers. Just let them come in. You won't need another. I found me a friend. Who is all to me?
Yeah. Who is all to me?
That I have found me a friend.
I found a friend.
Who is all to me? Yeah.
Who is all to
His
me?
Name.
Yeah.
Something about Him.
All you got to do is just call on Jesus. Thank you, man of God. Melvin C. Dawson here on this fire gospel experience, making it real plain. And here's woman of God, Robin Birch, backing that brother up, talking about I found a friend. And you want to know why? It's because woman of God, Robin Birch, going to tell you, it's because she loves the way you love her. Amen. And I swear, I love the way you love me too, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Father God.
Thank you.
I love the way you love me. You love me like no other. Father, you look beyond my faults and you see my need. You look into my heart, you see me. And I love the way you love me. I love the way you love me. You forgave all my sins and you cleansed me from within. You showered your love upon me and you set my simple soul free. And I can breathe again. Lord, I can live again. Lord, you gave me a reason to smile again. About the way that you love me. There's just something about the way that you love me. You never stop calling my name. You never give up on me. You never stop calling my name. You set this little girl free. And I love the way you love me. 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 My past, you never throw it in my face. You've given me a safe place to dwell, and you saved my soul from a sinner's hell. I love the way you love me. There's something about the way you love me. You love me, you love me. There's something about the way.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Red, the pastor and founder of Power of the Gospel Ministries and also Mighty King Basketball Youth Ministry.
Hello, I am Lady Crystal, success coach, five-time Amazon best-selling author, podcaster, publisher, clubhouse host, and speaker.
And we are the humble hosts of the Power Lift broadcast on Positive Power 21 Christian Media Radio with our brother, CEO, and founder, Jerry Roy.
And you can find Power Lift podcast every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please check us out on Spotify. Look for Red, R-E-D-D, and Crystal Henry.
Our virtual ministry is on Facebook under Red, R-E-D-D, Red Henry, every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., and also on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. We're looking forward to you to join us.
Check us out, powerofthegospel.org for more information, or crystalhenry.net.
You are listening to
Fire!
The Gospel Experience, where the
fire
is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music.
I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to
Fire!
The Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
Be a blessing to your family, friends, and co-workers by telling them about
Fire!
On this station, it's all about
Kingdom building.
So much I couldn't see is coming into view through the eyes of faith. What I once imagined, now I do. Suppressing my pride and expecting more. Lord, you are holy, holy. I'm here, please continue to grow me.
Lord, you are holy, holy. Let my life bring you glory. Please continue to grow me.
Lord, you are holy, holy. I want to bring you the best that I have to give. You bring the promise of change, knowing you is when I learn to live. Let the harvest be full from your plant to seed. Lord, you are holy, holy. I'm here, please continue to grow me.
Lord, you are holy, holy. Let my life bring you glory. Please continue to grow me. Lord, you are holy, holy.
I'm here, please continue to grow me. Let your presence be dear. Empty promises.
Love of God.
You've forgotten my past, but you threw it away in the sea of forgetfulness.
Lord, you are holy, holy.
I'm here, please continue to grow me. I beg you, continue to grow me. I'm here, please continue to grow me.
Holy, holy, holy is our God. That's why we give you sincere praise, dear God. That's why we give you sincere worship and adoration with our whole life, mind, body, and soul, dear God. We ask that you would continue to just move in our behalf. Set the course before us, dear God, so we'll have the clear understanding of which choice to make, which decisions that we are to have, so that our foots will be firm and stable as we live in a world that does not believe in you. Let us represent you truly, fully, honestly, with our whole heart, holy, 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 as you are holy, 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 dear God. We say, Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. 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 Sounds of Man of God, Born Again, taking us behind the veil of this fire gospel experience. We have to stop sometime and just recognize that God is holy, holy, holy. And what a blessing, what a privilege it is to be in his presence. This is the segment of Fire the Gospel Experience where you anointed people of God that have a word to share. The gift of oratory to come in and bless us with your words of spiritual insight and wisdom. We thank you for hearing from Holy Spirit God on this time of Word Up Inspiration. Here's one of my favorite all-time women of God, talking about woman of God, author Tamika Reed, keeping it positive for us to live by and to observe.
Hey, Fire Family. My name is Tamika Reed, and today I'm just stopping through to share an inspirational message with you. But first, I would like to say thank you to Mr. Ron. You are so amazing, Mr. Ron. Oh my gosh, thank you for bringing the word on today. Thank you for inspiring our lives on Saturdays and Sundays. You are amazing. Thank you. So listen, Fire Family. An inspirational message that I would like to share with you on today is there's a lot of negativity in the world, which I am so glad that Mr. Ron brings this show to us you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, because there's so much negativity in the world, but there are some positive people in the world that can shine some light on others and can inspire others, you know, and it's just so amazing. It is so amazing. So listen, although there's a lot of negativity in the world, sometimes it's easy to sink in, and it's hard, so hard to get out of. But I like to say through this poem that I wrote for you today, stay away from those whom have tainted lies, negative vibes, tell all sorts of lies, because you ain't got time. Live your life, strut and strive, survive, keep hope and love alive. You can do without the negative lies deteriorating your mind, body, and soul. Spirit, one whole. Take control of what comes and goes. Your life matters. Let the negative go. Your life becomes better once you quit and go. Forget the chit, the chatter. Mix up a batter. Good vibes, love, and laughter. Hope for the best. Remember, life can be a test. Let your love shine through. Radiate good energy, too. Give hope. Now that's dope. Always keep the positivity afloat. So always, 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 always surround yourself around positive people and always keep your thoughts positive. And remember, it is so easy to sink into the negativity that the world has going on. But if you keep your thoughts positive and your surroundings positive, everything will be okay. Okay? So, thank you, Fire Family. Enjoy your day, your evening. Much love and light, peace and blessings, and thank you for having me. God bless.
Yes, indeed. That's my sister girl, y'all, author Tamika Reed. You talk about a woman of God that has such a phenomenal testimony. This young woman has been through some things that most of us won't even see half of what she's gone through. And she has come through like a rose, like a straight-up champion in Jesus. I'm so proud of you, woman of God, Tamika Reed. Thank you for being who you are. Keep those words of inspiration coming to this Fire Gospel Experience, and I promise you, you're going to be blessing so many souls that Father God from heaven will look down upon you and speak in your spirit and tell you directly, well done, good and faithful servant. Yes, indeed. You tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience. We're about to get our praise on because it's a new day. Just ask woman of God, Bianca, featuring woman of God, Jakayla Carr, on this Fire Gospel Experience. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Why y'all sleeping out there? God said it's a brand new day, and we are so grateful for these brand new days because they give us brand new opportunities to get it right, to pick up where we left off, to honor God more than we ever have before. Those things that we didn't do, a new day gives us opportunity to do them. Amen. And all that we did do that we should, we get opportunity to correct ourselves in our own behavior. Amen. So God won't have to chastise us. Amen. Amen. Then we won't have to get caught up in some scandal because, you know, people love to run and go tell it. Don't they, though? Yes, they do. But that's all right. We are discussing for your spiritual encouragement and your sanctified nutrition from the book of Isaiah, starting at chapter 44. Old Testament is still good, starting around verse 6. And then through verse 8, talking about first and last. Amen. What do you mean first and last? Well, I'll tell you. Our God is eternal God, and he has the last say-so. He has the first, last, and everything in the middle. Reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the Lord, and I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. And who can proclaim as I do? Then let him declare it and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people. And the things that are coming and shall come, let them show these to them. Don't be afraid. Do not fear, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one. God has given the church, his body, selected offices of ministry to quantify the people of God. For instance, Ephesians 4:11 says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. And we would read how the prophets of the Old Testament would start their pronouncement with, thus says the Lord. But then, there are those very exclusive times when the Almighty One steps forward to speak his own peace. There's nothing like self-representation on an eternal elite scale as does our amazing God does. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, Isaiah 44:6. The very word of God is so alive that as we read and reread this living book, we can glean continual knowledge more so upon every reading. I never noticed until now that the Lord God speaks alongside his Son, the Lord Jesus, in Isaiah 44:6. It says, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. Now, wow, that blew me away, y'all. I'm telling you. Living Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. As we study to show ourselves approved, 2 Timothy 2:15, greater knowledge, insight, and perception of God becomes our reward for our personal diligence. God declares that he and his Redeemer, the Lord Jesus, the Lord of hosts, are speaking to their own witnesses. No prophets are necessary for this assignment. No, God steps in himself. Isaiah 44:6 again says, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there's no God. And who can proclaim as I do? Let them declare it and set it in order for me. Come on, God. We live in a time and age where religious delusions and beliefs of false spiritualities are running amok at an all-time high. Yes, we live in the age of super technology. We do. But evil lies and deceit have also elevated their tactics to fool and trick many souls away from the truth of God himself and are desecrating the holy word of God as being used by dark influences from the devil, Satan himself. The word of God is being contaminated by people that are under the influence, that think they are correcting, that think they are challenging the Bible, that are calling the Bible, say for instance, the white man religion. So the African community will find dissension in it and feel like this is what they use to enslave us. No, this is what evil people use to misuse the Bible to enslave and justify their evil. The Bible does not condone hatred and inhumanity to man. It does not. Slavery has always existed. And evil people will always find a way to justify, even if they have to use something as holy as the Bible itself, which lets us know that evil has no limit. It will even use the word of God and twist it to deceive people that are being used by the devil to harm other people of other races. And I'm going to tell you, I sense that in the book of Isaiah 44, the Lord God says, enough of this foolishness. I am the Almighty God. I am. There he goes with that. I am. Yes. I am whatever it is you think you need, and I am everything that exists. I created it. Our Creator, he is the creator of all things known and unknown to mankind. And I will speak and represent myself, says God, against those unsubstantiated religions and beliefs of other so-called gods. Isaiah 44:7b says, since I appointed the ancient people and the things that are coming and shall come, let them show these to them. Who else can tell you what is going to happen in the days ahead, reading that same scripture verse from the Living Bible? Who else can tell you what is going to happen in the days ahead? Let them tell you if they can and prove their power. Come on, God. Let them do as I have done since ancient times. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. So, we believers are repeatedly told to have no fear, which is on the inside of us, and not be afraid, which is on the outside of us. We are to trust God regardless of all and any circumstances, as the Alpha, God being the beginning, and the Omega, in God being the end. Revelation 1 and 8 bears it out. God says that I know all things because I have created all things, including time, where I have always existed before time, so that our Almighty God lives outside of time, in what could be called the eternal now. So he needs not to predict. No, God just speaks what he sees and already knows, because to our eternal God, past, present, and future all exist on the same linear plane and scope. We're talking about first and last here on this Fire Gospel Experience from Isaiah Old Testament book, chapter 44. Verses 6 through 8, first and last. God is God. People get so upset with our Christian faith because we won't let other gods that they want to worship slide in next to our God and get equal praise. I'm so sorry. God is unique in all his ways. There are no other seats in heaven available for any other god from any other faith and any other religion. And we'll take the pushback and the persecution for saying what we say because we believe it's true. And we will not back down, because greater he that's in us than he that's in the world. And because, like the Wilson family of Cadiz will tell you, because of these commitments that we have to not compromise and not yield and not bend and not change, not compromise and not give in, guess what? Heaven belongs to you. I can't wait. I can't wait. Heaven belongs to you. We'll be right back. Yes, indeed. Heaven is yours if you just hold on to your faith. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Wilson family. Katie, heaven belongs to us, and I can't wait. I ain't going to rush it, but I know that when I get there, boy, I'm just going to love it, love it, love it for all eternity. We are discussing for your spiritual consideration as well as your sanctified supplement. First and last, Isaiah chapters 44 and verses 6 through 8 are the focus of our discussion and for your consideration. Amen goes right there. And what we left off is we were just discussing Isaiah 44 and 8 says, have I not told you from that time and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I can hear God just chuckling and laughing like, y'all so silly. There's no other God. I know not one, and I've been here forever, God is telling us. I ain't seen nobody. So let us all give credit and homage to our everlasting and ever-living God, being the one who epitomized the saying, I told you so. And we believers, and even unbelievers at this point in human history, would all do well to be his witnesses. Why? Because not one word from the Almighty One has ceased to become a reality, Lord. Isaiah 55 and 11 bears witness. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Come on, Lord God. Speak, God. Prosperity lies within the very word of God. God made it so that when it is believed and carried into a person's life, it will flourish as evidence of God's holy union with those who choose to trust and believe to have faith in him. Isaiah 44 and 8b says, is there a God beside me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I know not one. In our God's final summation in this matter, his closing argument slams the door on all who would have a different of vain opinions. God says that I've always existed. Eternity does not just move in a forward direction. No. But God says I turned all the way around and have never ever seen another God, nor has God ever seen anyone or anything that could slightly compare with his holy dominance, with his holy presence, with his holy existence. Jeremiah 31 and 35 says, thus says the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. God is saying, I created light. I created moon, stars. I created the sea to all bear witness that I created them. When they move, they're speaking. And he is God and God alone. And all praises belong to our God, because we believers in Jesus the Christ belongs to him. He is the first. He is the last. Everything in the middle and beyond. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Amen and amen goes right there. Yes, God. We praise you, God. And we give you thanksgiving. We acknowledge you as the first and the last. And yes, we agree with you, dear God. There is no other one. Amen, amen, and amen again. Taking this gospel message to the street. Because we ain't scared. We're not intimidated to take this message wherever it needs to go so that God can get the sincere praise from our lives. Amen. You want to go? I'm going to let y'all go with me. Amen. Here's man of God. He is a brother from another mother, but we all have the same father. Isn't that a blessing? Yes, it is. He is man of God, Benny Santa Benitez, where he wants us to know that God has already saved him, and he saved me too. Come on, man of God.
I know you hurting and ashamed. That's why I messaged you. It's heavy on the brain. Not like residue. The guilt and condemnation back to back. Stuck on repeat. Screaming you a failure. Man, this wicked world don't need me. Bro, we E.T. from this broken system. Jesus paid the price. Listen to his truth and witness. You might think you too far gone, but he always listens. Yeah, he came for the lost who don't got no vision. He said and did it, said forget it, set the captives free. He took our curse and took our place, he hung up on that tree. The dealers and the fiends, ghettos, broken families. The gangster racists, those forgotten by society. Give it up, you ain't Atlas, we can't carry boulders. Call on Christ, he can take this world up off your shoulders. Listen, you a soldier, you're his masterpiece. Feel that beat in your heart, come let the master lead. Back and forth, like I can't get it right. It doesn't happen if the Lord isn't in the fight. He gave the body, gave the spirit, gave the sacrifice. He prayed for unity. It's time to let your feelings die. Go back to church, your family waiting on you. They praying for you, man. Correction isn't hating on you. It's shedding light on them chains that won't let you out. It's sharing life, killing lies from the pain and doubt. It's the Father's house, not a social club. When we walk it out, we learn the Father's love. Walk with soldiers, not with critics on the sidelines. The kingdom is about faith, not just talking about the guidelines. Check the timeline, now's the time to fight. Grab your Bible, that's your sword, get your mind right. Brand new eyesight, brand new eyesight. Without it, we can't tell when Satan's hitting from them blind sides. See, I remember what it was like when I was lost. I remember what it was like before I went all in. I remember what it was like before I locked arms with the family and became part of the body of Christ. See, I was uncertain about where I would go, where I would spend eternity if I died. Brothers and sisters, I speak this to you who believe so that you may know you have eternal life. And that life is in Jesus. That life is in the Father.
My God, that's what we're talking about right here on this Fire Gospel Experience, taking that gospel message to the street where it will flourish. There's no doubt about it, man of God. Benny Santa Benitez is keeping it real right here on this Fire Gospel Experience because that's what we do here. That's how we roll. Amen. Goes right there. Taking you out of church with one of God. Ellen Hayes, we owe it all to you, God. You blessed us. You changed our life. You made us brand new. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We give you high praise. Want to invite you all to tune in to this Fire Gospel Experience that's broadcast on the new Gospel Songwriters Conference Radio.com every Wednesday morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Woman of God, Natalie Pegues, is the CEO and the founder, and she is taking care of business on that platform. Not just Fire the Gospel Experience, but you can go to the National Gospel Songwriters Conference Radio.com and be blessed by so many other forms. You get preaching, you get teaching, you get good gospel music of all different genres right there. So be sure and tune in and catch Fire, the Gospel Experience, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. I'm also broadcast on all different medias. You can go to my Twitter page and pull up Ronnie Jefferson. You can go to my Facebook page and pull up my archive. I'm on YouTube. Just type in Ronnie Jefferson, and you can get Fire the Gospel Experience program for the last 5 years and counting. I thank God for longevity. You know what they say, perseverance is the true test of our faith. Amen. Well, thank my special guest, woman of God, Bible teacher, media personality, worship leader, national recording gospel artist, woman of God, Lenora Hightower. God's going to do great things with her, even more than she's already doing. And thank you, woman of God, author Tamika Reed, for your recorded message on keeping it positive. We'll leave you all with one final word. One final thought, and that is, be committed to who you are in God, regardless of the response from others. Amen. Put that in your spirit and walk with it, and let it keep you, and let it strengthen you. We'll leave you with man of God, Will G up in here, talking about being brand new. Lord Jesus, don't you just love that? Because I know I do. I love being brand new. So until next time, y'all be blessed in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. I pray that you be blessed with so much prosperity that you'll have to go run and tell it. So until then, y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. Amen. Goes right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Away my past, and if I try to live my life. Father, you make my dreams go higher. And with you in my corner, that I can do anything, yeah.
Like a father to a daughter, you know I'm so proud of you. And anything you ever need, you know that I got you back, yeah.
Lord, you are the one I need.
You are. Your promises I will see.
Share the bill of money. Share the bill of money.